Another headline today is about a handful of new polls that have come out showing that Barack Obama is picking up some points just as his vice presidential nominee, Joe Biden, takes on Republican vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin tonight in their first and only debate. One of those is a CBS News poll that shows the Wall Street crisis may be actually helping Obama. And for more on these polls, we turn now to Adam DeGorney of The New York Times. Good morning, Adam.
Hey, how you doing?
You want to give us some of the highlights of the latest polls?
Yeah, there's a couple of polls that come out. One was a national poll by CBS, and then a couple of battleground state polls by Time, CNN, and Quinnipiac. First of all, they're mostly showing that Senator Obama has a statistically significant lead nationally and also in a bunch of states. That's the first thing. And I think that polls now tend to become significant. I mean, during the year, I don't think they mean that much, but people are beginning to make decisions now, and people are beginning to vote now. They also have come, as you noted, just after this week, where we've had this fiscal crisis and the first debate of the two presidential candidates. So people are, I think, making informed decisions. The CBS News poll, in particular, suggested that Senator Obama is benefiting, as it were, from the fiscal crisis. More people seem to think that he has a plan to deal with it than Senator McCain does. And more people, not a majority, but more, say they approve of the way that Senator Obama has responded to this versus the way Senator McCain has responded to this. Also, something like two-thirds said they didn't think it made any difference at all when Senator McCain suspended his campaign and went back to Washington last week to try to save the fiscal plan.
And perhaps more interesting, as you referred to, is the polls in critical states like Florida, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, something that each of the campaigns is going to be looking at very, very closely.
That's right. The most people talk about national polls, but again, we don't elect presidents nationally. We elect them by the Electoral College. So the really interesting thing to take a look at are these battleground state polls. And you got to be a little careful with some of these because some of them aren't necessarily good because it's hard to do. But you begin to see a pattern. And, you know, we are seeing that nothing is set in stone here, but we are seeing signs that he is making progress in states. Senator Obama is making progress in states like Pennsylvania, where he thought that a lot of people thought he'd be in trouble. Iowa, which President Bush won narrowly last time. Florida is more in play than I thought it was going to be. I mean, don't forget President Bush won it by 5 points last time, and I thought it was going to be a tough state for Obama, but we've seen a number of polls that show it either tied or that he's moving ahead. Similarly, North Carolina, that's a state where Senator McCain should probably be doing pretty easily. The polls show it tied or Senator Obama slightly ahead. So just generally, the general feeling is that things at this moment, and I stress at this moment, are moving in Senator Obama's direction. And it's happening again at a critical time in the election cycle.
Well, Sarah Silverman is probably taking credit for the improvement down in Florida. But Adam, nothing is set in stone because you're describing trends that indicate movement. Is there any way of separating something that your paper has reported significantly, that is that among Republican activists, there seems to be a lot of concern about Sarah Palin and whether she's an asset or maybe a liability, and whether the economic downturn or this panic or whatever you want to call it with the markets is having an impact on turning people from undecided to Obama. Any way to separate those out?
You can't say it discreetly, but you can look at the poll. You can find evidence that all that's true. For example, the last poll we did found that Sarah Palin was helping Senator McCain with the base, but we found no evidence that it was going beyond the base. In this poll, we found there was an increase in the number of people who said they had an unfavorable opinion of Governor Palin, or that she was not ready to be president. So you can look at that and think, well, people are looking at that and thinking, okay, do we want her to be vice president or not? So that's part of it. And again, I think the economy in this latest CBS poll, we've never had the figure. CBS and the New York Times had the poll together. We've never had the figure regarding economic anxiety to be this high ever.
Wow.
And the approval rating for President Bush is as low as ever. And finally, it's crazy that it sounds like it's just the New Yorker. I actually think Sarah Silverman could matter a little bit, because I think those voters, people's grandparents from New York.
You're talking about the comedian, just so we're clear.
No, but
we're talking about the comedian.
Talking about kids encouraging their Jewish grandparents to vote for Obama.
And she did a great video. Yes, you have a video that I guess went viral, where she encourages kids of Jewish grandparents and who have retired in Miami to go down and tell their grandparents to vote for Obama.
That's interesting. But yeah. I think you make an interesting point here, Adam, which is we ought to be a little weary of all of the polls, especially given this has been a unusual election year. But more importantly, that you have this number of people who seem to go in and out of this undecided pool. And so with this many weeks left until the official voting day, a lot can happen.
That's right. And the other caveat I'd say is, you know, people keep forgetting this. Obviously, if Senator Obama was elected, he would be the first African-American president. We do not know whether or not polling is undercounting the number of people who would vote against him for that reason. And there is reason to think that there are some people who will vote against him for that reason and not tell pollsters that.
Oh, certainly. Our takeaway political director has found that in some of the swing states, that voters simply will not vote for him because he's black.
That's absolutely true. I heard that. That's absolutely true. And then the question is, will those voters tell the pollsters that? We don't know. But the other side of that is the big part of the Obama campaign is getting a lot of new voters into the system, whether they're young voters or African-American voters. So to what extent will that sort of counter stuff? So generally, I've become more and more wary of polls over the years, particularly as more people have been using cell phones and we've had some problems with polling. I think this year polling is really tough, but you can step back and look, and you can say there does appear to be a trend. And I think there's a trend going on right now. Whether that means in the end that Senator Obama is going to actually win, who knows? But I do think right now there are decisions being made.
Trends are very important. And listen, very, very, very quickly, your two cents on the debate tonight between Palin and Biden and how important you think it is.
You know what? I hate to go. I mean, I think it's going to be really interesting. It's important if she either really makes the kind of mistakes that she made on Katie Couric and sort of reinforces the idea that she's not ready to be president, or if she gets in there and just hits it out of the park and makes everyone go, we see what Senator McCain chose her, she'd be a great president. But absent those two alternatives, which I think are actually the least likely two alternatives, she just does fine. Like she does the way she's done in debates in Alaska. She makes her points. She puts down, she makes the case against Senator Obama.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't make any mistakes. I think it won't really change things much, frankly.
Adam Nagorny, great pleasure as always.
Thank you very much.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.